The importance of games is often underappreciated, as they can be key drivers of advances in our understanding of intelligence, as well as being a great test of the capabilities and performance of AI and CI. In 1997, at New York City, IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer beat reigning world chess champion Garry Kasparov. Deep Blue was based on classical AI expert system-like technology. Even a decade or two later, Kasparov still didn't believe that he had been beaten by Deep Blue alone, instead suspecting that a team of grandmasters were involved directly. Surprisingly, the public and statements surrounding the Deep Blue-Kasparov chess match actually infuriated some researchers, who saw Deep Blue as being dumb classical AI with little long-term potential. One such researcher, David Fogel, started by building a checkers-playing system that was only given the mini-max principle and the rules of checkers, consisting of a surprisingly simple neural network double-wrapped with evolutionary computation. Blondie24 learned and evolved entirely by itself to become an expert-level checkers player. Later, Fogel's team also did the same with chess. According to some, the Chinese game of Go is to chess as chess is to tic-tac-toe. In March 2016, 30 years after IBM Deep Blue's success in chess, Google's deep learning AlphaGo program beat Lee Sedol in a 5-game match, the first time a computer Go program has beaten a 9-dan professional without handicaps. In cheating theory and game theory, as well developed as it could be for these games, could improvements ultimately lead to highly competitive and collaborative systems that take advantage of the strengths and weaknesses of humans in general, and individuals and organizations in specific, to develop tailored approaches to winner-take-all and win-win challenges?